Shelly, you know how much I love programmatic advertising for recruitment. It saves so much time and effort in trying to figure out where I can get maximum exposure and value in advertising my jobs.
Yeah, for sure. It is a game changer. And you know who I love too is Appcast. They are the leading programmatic job advertising platform that helps you reach the right candidates fast.
Definitely. Appcast's advanced targeting and real-time optimization technologies make sure that your job ads are seen by the most qualified candidate. Plus, they have a team of experts that's always there to support you and make sure you get the best results.
It's so true, right? Appcast has just got the nicest people on staff. They're just a pleasure to work with. And tracking your job's performance in real time is the other big plus. Being able to see exactly what's happening, what's driving the applications, where they're coming for. And at the end of the day, it's about making hires.
And where else can you expand your reach across 30,000 sites? Your candidates are everywhere online. With Appcast, your jobs will be too. So check them out at appcast.io.
Welcome to the Recruitment Flex with Serge and Shelly. I'm Serge.
And I'm Shelly. And we talk all things recruitment starting right now.
Bonjour and welcome to the Recruitment Flex. While we were in Vegas, we did a bunch of interviews on the floor at Unleash. And one of my favorites was this one. The CEO of Clickboarding, Mike Early, joined us to talk about onboarding. Here we are at Unleash America, and we're standing here with the CEO of Clickboarding, Mike Early. Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate you taking the time, and welcome to Unleash. It's a good show.
It has been. It's been very good. Mike, I'm wondering if you could start by talking a little bit about your background. How did you get into the HR tech space? And then, of course, in part two is tell us a little bit about Clickboard.
Okay. So I don't want to bore the audience here. I started in a finance role and then moved into healthcare benefits. And from healthcare benefits, ended up at a company called Hodges Mace, which we built up and sold to a firm called Alight, which if you know Alight, it used to be known as Hewitt. Huh? That relates to this business at Clickboarding now because we had a new hire onboarding and annual enrollment business at Alight, which was great, but it was so focused on just the benefits experience, not touching on everything else onboarding. I really thought we need to get into the rest of onboarding. And frankly, onboarding is probably the wrong word. Preboarding is really the proper term, in my opinion.
Okay.
So Clickboarding is an enterprise solution, very focused on how to make the employee experience great from offer letter to day one. That's the preboarding. There's the compliance angle, and then there's the engagement angle. I got to know Clickboarding. I went through an entire process that I should probably not put on a podcast. But long story short, got to know the, at the time, CEO and the chairman, and he wanted to do something different, and I became the CEO about 18 months ago. Very passionate about this business, which is an international business, really focused in the United States, of course.
Yeah.
Dealing with some of the largest employers that have complex issues. It's kind of funny. It seems the more complex and the larger the employer, the more intrigue they have in doing what we do. Down market, they need it, but it's just not as popular.
Exactly. One of the things about Clickboarding that I find interesting is really a standalone product, right? It's a one-step tool. How do you compete against these ATS players or the talent management platforms that go from the candidate coming in to the whole life cycle of a candidate? How do you stand out when your product is one add-on to another tool?
Potentially? Without disclosing the amount of money we have put into coding and development,
yeah,
I will just say it's big.
Yeah.
and 7 or 8 years of that work. It's complexity, it's experience. I think that's how we compete.
Okay.
When a talent firm, a talent technology decides to get into the pre-boarding, the onboarding space, we just don't see them have a lot of success. Mm. And I'll give you an example why. Our technology, we're connected to the I-9. We're connected to the background check organization.
Yeah.
We have our own coded dynamic tax information by zip code. So you start building all these complexities into this, a company thinks, oh, I can get into the onboarding space. How hard can that be? I promise you, really, really hard and challenging. And so I think that's our niche, is that we have built a machine that works, that creates an awesome experience for the employee, that makes that employee feel as if they're really a part of a culture before day one, at the same time keeping that employer out of a whole lot of trouble. I was just with a very large employer. They make 12,000 hires every single month. And a big chunk of their I-9s are not compliant. They're not going through the right type of process. Compliance is the problem. Engagement starts the conversation mm-hmm. with the client. The compliance needs closes the deal. Well, that's what we're finding is really a big struggle. If you're in Canada, you both live in Canada. Yeah. If you're in Canada, there are other compliance dynamics. So we understand how it works, whether you're in the Netherlands, Germany, India, United States, Canada, Mexico. Our software is designed uniquely for that. And I think that's really our trademark.
Yeah, we were talking about before that I was a customer about 4 years, 5 years ago. And the decision was made on my end exactly to the point that all the tax forms, everything were up to code, which you not find in any other provider. Huge advantage that you guys have. But you've innovated since then. What do you think is the biggest innovation that you put in place in the last couple of years? Or how about we start when you came in? What's the biggest innovation that you
Well, I can't take credit for this big innovation.
It was our a little bit of credit. Just a little, right?
It was our former CEO's vision and our chairman, and we have executed that vision to this point. But we're not just in pre-boarding, onboarding, but also cross-boarding, which you're moving from one team to another, and off-boarding, a lot of M&A work.
Yeah.
But our recent innovation is what we call Click Retain. We just launched it. We're having a lot of success with it already. We are the really only technology that has all your information. That sounds creepy, and I don't mean that in the creepy way. But we have your information before day one. Yeah. We know your sentiment going into the organization. We can gauge why you joined that company. Are you excited to join that company? Of course, you just accepted a new job.
Hopefully.
Why not continue that? And this is the part of Click Retain. Why not continue that and check in with that new employee day 7, 14, 30, 60, 90, maybe a whole year? Are they getting along with their leadership team? Are they getting along with their manager? Do they get along with their colleagues? Do they feel included? Do they feel as if they're getting the training they need? So we have then data and different analytics to say, uh-oh, cleanup needed here in aisle 5. This employee is not happy. An employer, in a confidential way, you need to get ahead of this and try not to lose that person. You have an opportunity to fix the problem. So it's not just a pre-boarding solution anymore where we started our roots. It's expanded to a life cycle solution, and employers need it because of our ability to really track every person's stages as they're going through the platform. We can bring ghosting almost down to zero, and due to Click Retain, greatly have an impact on turnaround. In a positive way, not a negative way. I think that's our big innovation right now, is making this a broader solution and really addressing that turnover problem that almost every employer is facing with right now. And frankly, if we go to a recession, which I'm not convinced we will, but if we do go into a recession, that's actually not going to change. Mm. I think we're in a new era now of the employee, and turnaround is always going to be a factor unless you have a technology that can address it.
So tell me how that fits with an HRIS,
mm-hmm.
because that's what HRIS wants, is to track the employee life cycle.
I agree.
I know that it's a real opportunity, the pre-boarding and onboarding, because in talent acquisition, which is where most of our audience is, like, it's almost deflating to have worked so hard to bring somebody onto the organization and have them have a really shitty experience with day one, fill in this form.
Yeah.
Right? So I get that. Love that. But you're starting to tread on HR's toes here a little bit.
We
because
are.
They want to have this in their HRIS, and then maybe they've got a very expensive system that is tracking performance. And correct me if I'm wrong, you're tracking it from the candidate's perspective. Is that correct?
From the candidate's perspective only, yes.
And is it then somehow layered with the supervisor's performance evaluation?
It is. We are not a rip out and replace. We're not trying to say Workday, SAP, Oracle, and ServiceNow, you are irrelevant. That is not our role. This is a plug and play solution. And we're seeing employers vote with their feet and vote with their wallets. So to address your concern, if the HRIS market had this nailed, they wouldn't be having conversations with us. And I'm not trying to pick on Workday. I think Workday does many wonderful things. But from what I hear from a lot of employers, Workday has a recruiting module. Workday has an onboarding day one module. But what about everything from offer letter to day one? That's the valley of uncertainty.
It is.
You don't know what's happening to that employee. Where we come in and solve a big problem in that environment of the Workday's, ServiceNow's, SAP's, you name it, is layering it in via API, playing nice in the sandbox with them, and really offering a solution that they did not have before. And we're seeing that not just for onboarding and pre-boarding. As I said earlier, cross-boarding is a huge opportunity. Offboarding, big, big deal. A lot of people leaving a company, employers don't know why that person's leaving.
Yeah.
Why are they going? What's the sentiment? Is there an opportunity to create a boomerang dynamic and
alumni programs. Bring
that person back in? And we can do that in a nice way. So I hear you and I agree with you. And frankly, I'm shocked almost every day that these big HRIS platforms do not have this nailed. But the reality is they can't be experts at everything. And so that's why we are relevant.
In all fairness, they haven't nailed recruitment, which is a major module. So I'm not surprised. But going back, we're living in a world of talent scarcity across the board. Companies are now focusing, if I'm getting them through the door, I got to make sure they stay if they're good, right?
Or even show up.
Why do you think that's become as big a focus, like onboarding, pre-boarding, getting people to show up? What has changed in the market, in your opinion, that this is now a topic of conversation that all practitioners are talking about?
I'm very excited you asked me this. I have a big smile on my face right now. It's one of my favorite questions. I think COVID actually was the blessing in disguise for us, despite all the negatives of COVID. Yeah. I realize that. Not only are people working at home in higher numbers and they are remote, but they have a different, it appears, a different attitude on work-life balance. Ghosting is an enormous problem. It does not matter what vertical, what industry an employer is in, they're facing ghosting problems.
Yeah.
Turnaround is higher than it has ever been unilaterally across industries. So why I think there is such a focus on this is the day we all had to start working from home and employers lost that connection that they used to so greatly depend. They don't have that now. That same employer that I referenced earlier, 30% of the individuals they make an offer to do not show up on day one. So without making this more of a plug or an advertisement about clickboarding, I want to add in our HR administrators dashboard, the HR administrators can see which steps they are taking or more importantly, not taking. And then they know who is not taking the steps and who is likely not to show up on day one and get ahead of it. I think COVID changed the day to answer your question on both ghosting and turnaround. And we have an opportunity to fix that. And we're doing it and we're proving it.
Love it.
Awesome. That is fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If our listeners want to learn more, let's just spell it out. For what website would they go to?
www. I'm old enough that I feel like I have to say www.
No.
Yeah, only Shelley says it.
Yeah, www, right? We are on the web. Yeah. www.clickboarding.com. So that's clickboarding.com.
Shelley, I can't believe you made him spell it.
But here's what's important. Do you know what I'm noticing here at Unleash with all the startups?
The same thing that I probably noticed. I don't even know what these names are.
I know. They're made up names. And it's like a vegetable soup.
Named after a pet.
Like, I have no idea what this company does. So
I appreciate you saying that.
For keeping it simple.
Before we let you go, I do want to ask you, like, what's your overall thoughts on the show?
I was an extreme skeptic. I had not heard of this show 2 years ago.
Okay.
Michelle Graham runs our communications and our marketing team. She's exceptional. She said, "You're making a mistake here, Mike. This is the real deal." So we showed up last year. We had decent results. We had clients come out of that. I think we've been floored by how many employers have stopped by today to say, okay, we need to have a conversation, and their names you'd recognize. So nice. I'm impressed with the show. And what's nice about the show, actually, versus HR Tech, your buyers seem to be really buying.
Yes.
And HR Tech just seems more like an investor conference than anything else. So I love HR Tech too. But this has been a real unique employer conference to help them solve problems. That's
so
the difference.
When you get into a conference like this as a CEO, like after the 3-4 days are done, what are the key things that you look, this was successful for us?
Well, I have a couple different attitudes on that. First, we're all virtual.
Yeah.
And it's expensive to come to a show like this, but at the same time, it's really expensive not to get together as a team.
Mm.
So the opportunity for us to bond as a team while we're here, hear from the market, be together, and just catch up, that is wonderful. But of course, the goal of a show like this is name recognition, industry contacts, new opportunities, new clients. That's the ultimate goal. But it's been so much fun, too, to rekindle old friendships.
Mm.
I work out of my house. We got rid of our corporate office. Now, we get everybody together every quarter. All employees, even the ones in Europe, fly in, and we get together every quarter. That makes a big difference for us. But to sprinkle in a show like this show allows 8-10 of us to huddle, have a conversation, and just walk through what's going on, what can we do, and we don't get that opportunity in person very often. So I don't know. Maybe that's the wrong attitude, but I really love the opportunity to get our team together.
It's a very CEO answer. I appreciate it. So
that bad, huh?
No.
That bad. I have to work on that one.
It was great, Mike. Thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it. Love your boot as well. And I'm sure we'll have you on the show for a more in-depth conversation.
Deal. Anytime. Thank you both.
Thanks, Mike.
Imagine how fast we could solve the world's biggest problems if more SaaS startups would gain traction sooner. Welcome to the Tech Entrepreneur on a Mission podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing experiences from B2B SaaS CEOs who are going above and beyond to deliver change that is noticed. You will hear their secrets and learn what is required to build a SaaS business that the world starts talking about and keeps talking about, and how to overcome the roadblocks to do so.